Some 50 years after the play, then film Inherit the Wind tackled the chasm between Charles Darwin and some deeply held religious beliefs. The debate has moved to another chasm, the Grand Chasm, I mean Canyon. The Age of the Earth is at the heart of a controversy over a book on sale in the national park. Mitch Tyke reports from Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.
The bookstore at the Canyon View Information Plaza is a good place for park visitors to get their bearings. It's here they buy hiking guides, film, or even videos such as Grand Canyon Symphony of Stone, which lays out what they're about to see.
Each colorful layer of rock revealed in the walls of the canyon is a window back to a different time and environment. The oldest rocks, those exposed at the very bottom of the gorge, date back 1.7 billion years, an incomprehensibly long time ago.
Or maybe not such a long time ago. Just a few steps away from the video, Tom Vail's book, Grand Canyon, A Different View, maintains the canyon's age is measured in only thousands of years, not millions, and as this reading from the book indicates, his different view doesn't end there.
When viewed from a biblical perspective, the canyon has God written all over it. From the splendor and grandeur of the canyon walls to the intelligent design of the Creator displayed in the creatures that inhabit this magical place.
The book is the latest controversy involving the Grand Canyon and religion. Last July, the park superintendent removed several plaques featuring biblical verses, only to be ordered to replace them by the National Park Service. Less than a month later, Vail's book showed up on the shelves. Despite an outcry that this was an inappropriate intrusion of religion into the park, Park Service spokesman David Barna defended the decision to allow sales of the book in the park bookstore alongside other diverse viewpoints.
In a lot of ways, these things fall into a category that a lot of people are talking about, more of an inspirational set of books. The parks are inspirational, if nothing else, and we recognize that. We have a lot of inspirational photographic books and poetry and Native American texts in parks.
But some critics of the decision are less concerned about issues of church and state as scientific integrity. Seven geological organizations have written to the park asking that Vail's book be removed because of its purported scientific evidence that the age of Grand Canyon dates back only to the time of the Great Flood described in the Bible. Dr. Eugenie Scott is the director of the National Center for Science Education. Scott is concerned that selling the book at Grand Canyon will lead to confusion over the park's scientific message.
I mean, the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. does not carry books on Holocaust revisionism, even though that would represent diversity, because Holocaust revisionism is crackpot history. The idea that the Grand Canyon was carved by Noah's flood, I'm sorry, is crackpot science. Believe it if you want as a religious view, but please don't pass it off as science.
But Bill Hoche, a geologist and contributor to the book, says that's not fair. He thinks it's wrong to cast this debate in terms of religion versus science.
You know, there are people in our country who feel that unless you present a strictly naturalistic discussion about origins, in which there is no God, God is excluded, then therefore it cannot possibly qualify as science. And I think that can be contested.
2589, please.
In a recent visit to the park, there were four copies of the Vail book in the store at Canyon View Plaza, placed in the section labeled Inspirational, alongside memoirs of park rangers and Edward Abbey's Desert Solitaire. Brad Wallace of the Grand Canyon Association, which operates the park's six bookstores, says 300 copies have sold since August, making it a moderate seller.
I think that bringing forward diverse viewpoints is part of our reason for existence. And my assumption is that intelligent individuals can review those materials and come to their own conclusions.
Wallace is still waiting for guidance from the Park Service as to whether the book should remain on the shelves. In the meantime, sales will continue, with some of the proceeds from those sales continuing to fund exhibits on the evolutionary model for the Grand Canyon. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff.